Already by this time of day 1 year ago, you could see that the country was changed by what had happened. What was not clear then, and is still not clear, is the nature of all those changes and how they affect us. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Some changes are apparent. For instance, we'll never again be so far removed from the world as we were at times in our first 225 years. Maybe the whole idea of the new world is gone. The oceans no longer enough to isolate us from the old world with all its histories and hatreds.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This was recorded at a Pentagon ceremony this morning.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here's another change. Maybe we're losing some of our sense of differences so that Euro-Americans and African-Americans and Latin and Asian-Americans are less Euro, African, Asian, Latin, and more simply American. The divisions are still there. Race, age, gender, politics, Vietnam, class, they all still matter. But they didn't matter to the people who attacked us. They just saw us and see us as Americans. That's how they defined us, and it was enough to make them want to kill us. That imposes a kind of clarity, doesn't it? A little easier now to see what we have that unites us rather than all the things that divide us.
Jason Dahl. Leroy Homer Jr.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania this morning, a TV camera showed a large American flag bracing in the wind. Behind the flag, bleacher seats filled with onlookers waving little flags, and behind them, distant, dramatic storm clouds that colored the entire sky almost black. But there was sun somewhere. Light fell on that front flag and made it seem to glow against the dark heavens.
Christian Adams.
The names of the dead in Shanksville and the names of the dead in New York.
Richard Anthony Acedo, Jesus Acevedo Rescond.
An hour ago, a service began at New York's Trinity Church. Hymns, prayers, remembrances. Here is a change. September 11th, a formerly anonymous day, falling about halfway through the weeks between school's beginning and calendar summer's end. September 11th, a blur day, is now transformed into something rare and, in its own way, beautiful. It's a day for being solemn. And because its new purpose is still fresh, that's going to endure for a while. Memorial Day for the dead from the Civil War and Veterans Day for those from World War I are observed more often now at shopping malls than cemeteries. They're days of acquisition, not loss. As a country, we really don't have national solemn occasions anymore. We've forgotten how to. This is how. Spend a part of the day thinking about or reading about or talking about who we are. Where we've come, what we've done, what we mean, our future, our past, our place. Try to be with family or friends or neighbors. Recognize each other. And then you can name the changes that occurred, are occurring, will occur, because September 11th is no longer anonymous. It is instead now marked for the rest of our lives. But for a country to have a solemn day in a year, that's not all a bad thing. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.